to Change Ed.
Changed.
You want to say that again? Because you cracked
it. Yeah, crackled.
Yeah. Welcome back to puberty.
Yeah, it happens when you're as young as I am.
Sorry. We're really snarky, so if... Okay.
Are you going to do your intro or
yeah,
maybe
I
think, later?
Okay. I feel good. Do you feel good?
I feel great.
Isn't that your favorite part of the show when I do that?
It is.
Yep, it's mine too.
Welcome back to Change Ed.
Changed.
A podcast for educators by educators. Here live at P&C, we are at the STEM Summit with droves and droves of people who are watching and following and taking selfies. Please look for us on all your social media handles. Is that a thing? Is that a handle?
Sure. Okay.
All right. I am your favorite host, Andrew Kuhn, education consultant from Montgomery County Intermediate Unit. And here with me is...
Patrice Semichek, an educational consultant from the Montgomery County Intermediate Unit.
Back from South Dakota on his long voyage is...
Tony Marabito, Carbon Lehigh Intermediate Unit, staff development facilitator.
South Dakota? What were you doing in South Dakota?
Getting more fans out there.
Oh!
Yeah, he's on a recruitment
You're just
tour.
Out there like just handing out flyers, getting people
Large
to join.
Large contingent out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
Thanks,
deal.
Tony. It's been doing a really good job.
We appreciate your efforts. We are very fortunate to have two very gifted, talented, influential people within the education world here with us. We're going to be talking about Remake Learning Days, which has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. And 2016.
2016. Wow. So I'd like to introduce both of our guests. First, we have Kelsey Wilcox Boyles from Riverview Intermediate Unit number 6.
That is correct.
Where is that?
That is in Clarion on the western side of Pennsylvania.
The western
Very rural,
side.
Yeah, Northwest PA.
All right. Great to have you here. We also have with us Sarah Brambley from Appalachia IU number 8.
Yes. South Central Pennsylvania.
We've had a couple of people from Appalachia.
Yeah. I think 3 or 4.
Here at Pete. You guys came and you represented.
We represent well.
Yeah. Had some good stuff coming out of IU. Wait.
All right. Well, listen, here's the first question. Let's kick it off strong. Can you tell us what is Remake Learning Days? What are we remaking? What is the learning? What are the days?
Remake Learning Days originated out of Pittsburgh in 2016, and it was really to showcase all of the great STEM hands-on learning experiences that were happening in pockets around the region. And then they went across a couple other regions, expanded, and then went across the state and actually across the country. There's 15 regions across the country and some international pieces too.
Right. And so it's a festival of learning for families to come gather and learn together. And these events range from paper mache making to STEM tools and STEM design. So it has really grown, and there's different categories that each of the Remake Learning Days event would have to fall into.
So it sounds like it's an intentional outreach as well to invite people into and be part of who aren't just in the educational setting. You're saying community members, guardians, parents, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's that community building and making sure that families know that education doesn't just happen from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the school day, and that it takes a village, and that there's other, you know, there's public libraries, there's local museums, there's other events happening in their region and that they can take advantage and engage with their kids and learn about their hobbies and interests alongside them.
Yeah, and it's neat to hear the parents say, I learned so much at this event. So the parents are realizing they're learners too.
Mm. That's awesome.
And I think that usually the narrative that we hear from parents, myself being one of them, is that when my kids come home from school and they're talking to me about what they're learning, it's very different than the way that I learned. So it takes me a while to get engaged with it. In this scenario, what you're talking about is that they're doing the learning right alongside them. So it's a group event, right? We're all having this experience, then we have a shared experience that we can go home and talk about, or we can go take it forward with us collectively, and we all have that experience together. How do we know about this? How do we get involved with it? You know, if I'm one of our 35,000 listeners who are mainly in Pennsylvania, want to get involved, how would they get involved with this Remake Learning Days?
There's a myriad of ways to get involved with Remake Learning Days. As an educator, you can host an event, but you can also be an ambassador, which is brand new this year, at least for most of the state. And being an ambassador means like going into different events and observing them, possibly helping out, writing about them, helping promote them. So that is one option. Hosting an event. Now you need a team. It's impossible to do alone, I would say. But if you want to host something for your school, that is great publicity. So this is one way to really highlight some of the awesome things schools are doing and to just bring people in and be like, oh yeah, we do live in a great community. We live in a great school.
I'll piggyback on that a little bit and share, you know, educators can go to the Remake Learning Days calendar, put in their zip code and see what events are happening 10 miles from themselves, 20, 25 miles, and make sure to share with parents, share with their students, and that they know that there are events happening in their backyard so they can spread the word that way. And then there's also some virtual live events that are happening during the school day that teachers could engage their students in the classroom with, or self-paced. So whenever they have time or they have some downtime and they want to engage their students in some remake events, there's a self-paced tab on the website that they can see, you know, what aligns with their curriculum or what aligns with some of their interests for the students too.
I had no clue you had self-paced stuff.
Yeah.
That's a really cool option.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I love that totally during the school day, because we're pushing that. I think it's a great event for kids to be able to engage in, and it's very easy for teachers to participate, right? They can just log on, watch the Zoom or what have you, and kids have a great time.
And so are these events at a cost? Are some of them free? Are some of them at a cost? How does that all work out?
Most all events are free. There are some that charge minimally, but most all events are free, and that's encouraged because something we didn't mention are their host awards. So there is money to offset hosts to be able to put on these events. I also want to piggyback off of her during the school day. So if you're a first or second grade teacher, another way to get involved is Discover Ed, which is an incredible program. We're hoping to expand it to more grades next year. It connects two schools that are not near each other. And this year, for 2024, it is May 7th. And the dates for Remake in general are May 2nd through the 22nd this year. But for first and second grade teachers, they can sign up for Discover Ed, similar to Change Ed.
Oh, I see what you did there. Thank you.
Changed.
So maybe it's discovered.
Discover Ed supplies the supplies for a STEM design challenge for first and second grade teachers, and then they Zoom to another classroom that is not similar to them. So if it's an urban school district, it'll connect with a rural school district. And then they do an engineering design challenge, and they share over Zoom like how they designed it and what worked well and areas to improve. So it's just another way to get involved. That's an easy lift.
This year is going to be a design challenge for a catapult. They're going to get the popsicle sticks and the ping pong balls and some rubber bands. And you already have said it, but I just want to reiterate again that, you know, if the teacher signs up their classroom, the supplies literally get free of charge delivered right to their, maybe not right to their classroom door, but right to their school building. They open up the box and they can do that design challenge with the kids.
Is that something they can find through the Remake Learning website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool.
From the sounds of it, the biggest inhibitor for what you're talking about is just not knowing, right? If an educator doesn't know otherwise, yeah, why wouldn't I want to be part of Discovery Ed? And why wouldn't I want to take a look at this resource hub where there's all these things that are happening? Even if it's not something that's happening right here in my area, it could spark an idea for me, or we could, you know, start a conversation. And so I see a lot of modeling happening here, but also inspiration for educators and education.
And it happens all the time. And I love hearing the stories. A couple years ago at P&Z, we did a playground session, and there were two teachers one was from Sharpsville and one was from Wilmington, very rural areas in northwestern PA. And they came to our playground and like, what is this? What are you talking about? Tell me more. And this year, 2 years later, they were part of the Remake Learning Days playground and talking about the FRED method. That was also the same year that Greg Bear did the keynote and talked about When You Wonder. So it was just all really aligned and correlated well together. So we are inspiring. They are, you know, Remake Learning Days is doing what it set out to do and connecting and inspiring to remake learning.
Shameless plug here. May 13th, Remake Learning Day event at IU21 for esports. Any parents, teachers, children, there's going to be video games, there's going to be career activities, there's going to be universities present. So even I get involved. I'm not sure if Andrew has one yet.
So we had something scheduled, if I'm going to be honest.
Patrice, don't stick up for him.
Every day is a Remake Learning Day for me, Tony. Aww. It's not just 20 amazing days.
No, we legitimately have something scheduled the day after it ends.
Yep, literally.
Because we scheduled it before.
That's okay. Go on the calendar. You're a post-festival event.
Ooh. Oh, hey-o.
Look at this. Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
Can you say the dates again?
May 2nd through the 22nd.
And everything can be found on remakelearningdays.org?
That is correct.
Beautiful.
Now, can you tell me also about the backpack challenge?
Sure can. The PA Department of Ed, a few years ago now, 3 years ago or so, 3 or 4 years ago, Laura Federici with the Career Ready PA Initiative, she saw all the great things that Remake Learning Days was doing and reached out and wanted to connect and align some stars. So she created the campaign across the state, Career Ready PA Backpack Challenge. Schools register for this and then they share, you know, share the knowledge, share the website, the resource hub, get get students involved, and students that attend an event either during the school day with a teacher or in the community, they will then fill out a career survey, a little reflection survey. It's the same survey for the whole state, for every event they attend, and then that counts as an artifact for the career-ready portfolios that the student, that the schools have to mandate, are mandated to have. And then after 100 surveys are collected, the Department of Ed will send a great banner to the school that says they are career-ready backpack challenge winners.
That's cool. The other question I had for you is, I know we're talking about like schools and events and IUs putting on these events. Do you have like community partners that are putting on events and things like that? Or is it kind of just stuck to
schools? Best community partners is the public library. So we have great connections with our public libraries, but many of them put on events and they borrow stuff from the STEM Lending Center. So they have equipment that they can use to make it interactive. And so it's just a really good collaboration overall. And they get some of the best turnouts because they have the people that always frequent the library. We have one focused around agriculture as well, because that's the second largest industry in Pennsylvania. And so we have all these different people that come in and share what they do in that industry. Like, I mean, a truck driver is one that is often overlooked, right? And so we also have a farm one in our area. And it's just neat because it happens for eighth grade students specifically. And that's when they're probably starting to pick a career path. And so that's why it's a very targeted audience and grade.
Well, ladies, we are nearing the end of our 15-ish minutes time together. And I'm wondering if either one of you and or both have a elevator pitch that you want to send out, or some words you haven't shared, or something inspirational about Remake Learning Days that you would like to share with the audience.
One thing I would like to share quickly, and then Kels can do hers, is the student ambassadors, which we didn't get to talk about. So this is a paid for gig for students in 9th through 12th grade, where they get to go out and they get to publicize events on different social media platforms or in different ways, and then they do a reflection on the event afterwards, where maybe they make a highlight video of it. And so that is a paid gig for kids. So if you have any aspiring writers or anything along those lines, marketing, this is a great gig
social
for them.
Social media influencer.
Yeah, social media influencer, exactly. This is a great gig for them. I didn't know if you had a takeaway.
Oh, I'll just share. As you can see, there's a lot of ways to get involved. So we hope you do. Check out remakelearningdays.org. Look at the youth ambassador opportunity, the teacher ambassador opportunity. Take your family to an event near you or host one at your school and get your community involved.
The thing that I love about this is what Change Ed is all about, and what the Change Ed Nation appreciates and what they stand for is multiple pathways to get involved in something. Mm-hmm. So you can enter where you are interested or where you're able. Right? You might have a big interest but limited time, or you might have time but not so much interest. Well, whatever it might be, you can get involved in lots of different ways, and that we're really thinking outside of every box on how to engage in that learning. So how appropriate to be at the STEM Summit talking about this, talking about Remake Learning Days. So on behalf of the entire Change Ed
Changed
team, I would like to thank you both for coming on and spending time with us. Thank you all our listeners for tuning in as always. And we're here to remind you that Remake Learning Days is here, it's strong, and the best thing you can do is to share the word.
Thank you, guys.